Coming to you live from the LPP Studios 2.0, it's the Listening Party Podcast with your host, Rod, and Denise, special guest, C-Flow, maybe April. Today's episode, COVID concerts.
All right. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another brand spanking new episode of the Listening Party Podcast, a conversational music podcast where every episode is a different theme. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Denise.
Hey.
And folks, we had to do it. Our most featured guest with 45 appearances. You know him. You love him. The pride of Downey, California. It's C-Flow.
Hello. Hello. Woo. Sorry. I didn't know if you were going to continue.
No. That was it.
I was wanting more.
That's all I got.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And as Denise mentioned, C-Flow is not alone. C-Flow, would you like to introduce your guest that you've brought?
This is my lovely girlfriend, April.
Hi, everyone.
Hey. Hello, April.
She's not like, who's that one person that you had in the attic?
Oh, Susan.
Susan.
Yeah, right. That was.
She didn't move in with us.
Yeah.
2.0.
You could have just said, this is Susan. Oh.
Susan had a very unique kind of like high-pitchy, annoying voice. So I don't think April sounds that way. So
No.
We wouldn't be able to pull it off.
But yeah.
Yeah. The long-time potheads would know that we're trying to pull a fast one on them.
Evolved.
That's true.
Transformed.
Yeah. So April, everyone knows C-Flow. And I know you're like, I'm just putting out some feelers. I'm not really trying to be on the podcast. But, you know, we figured we'll just get to know you a little bit. So everybody who's, you know, a long-time listener of the show, they all know C-Flow. He was here with us many times. But you're new to the show, so would you like, you know, do you have any fun facts about yourself that you would like to share with the potheads out there?
No fun facts, but a lover of music, like to go to a lot of shows with C-Flow.
Nice.
It's how we started our friendship and more. So, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Nice. Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, we couldn't ask for more.
It's a segue.
Yeah. Right? You're going to fit right in. See, you're pro. Doing segues and all this stuff, I dig it.
Yeah, it took you guys, what, 12 years? And
for what?
To get to this point, and she's already there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. See, we're still not there.
She was a natural, so I
exactly.
Agree.
Yes, thank you very much. So, maybe as the episode goes on, you get a little bit more comfortable. Maybe you come up with a song you want us to play that fits the theme and all that good stuff. And, you know, we're prepared to do that, so no worries. But anyway, C-Flow. You chose the theme for this week, so I thought we would let you explain it since there was a little bit of confusion on my part, I guess. Denise was like, dude, I get it. I know what he means. But I was like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that happens a lot. People don't get me a lot. So, no, it's all right. I'm just kidding. I was thinking of the last time we would go to shows together. We'd talk about shows together. We'd talk about music all the time. So music's always been something that we enjoy going out and seeing live shows. It's a huge. And we haven't seen each other for a while. And so I guess that when I started coming to see you guys, it was seeing Denise perform some live shows, which is cool because this is now like, I'm not sure if it's considered post-COVID or...
I mean, Biden says it is, so.
Oh.
He says the pandemic's over.
Okay, well, if he says so. So we enjoy going to shows. I'm hoping that we'll be able to go to shows later together. I've already been to a couple, so I've been lucky. And so, I don't know. Have you guys been to any live shows?
Yeah, we've been to a few now. How many? Okay, so them? Like post-COVID?
Yes.
Yeah. So Denise has the list here. Denise, how many shows?
Our first show back was in September of 2021. We went to see Glenn Hansard. So I offered you tickets, bro.
Oh, that's true. We did.
We double bought tickets. Think, yeah.
Oh, you had bought. Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah.
But I think I was going to be out of town.
Oh, I don't remember. That's right. I think you were. Yeah.
So,
April, has C-Flow introduced you to the lovely Glenn Hansard?
No.
Oh, wow. Well, he is upset. He is upset at Glenn. So. Hey, Glenn, right? Don't you like...
Oh, yeah. I was upset with her. I was like,
no, with Glenn.
No, I've played a couple songs, but I don't think you...
She wasn't very receptive to them. She was like, what is this pansy music?
What it is that my memory sucks. So you can tell me stuff. And I was like, but if I hear it again, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
No, that's fair. I'm on the same boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two peas in a pod there.
Yes.
Glenn Hansard was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes.
Went to go see him play. And It was actually my second time seeing him, so I know how good a show it would have been.
Yeah.
But then he didn't know about the curfew, I believe, and shows have to end at 10. So he was really enjoying the band ahead of him. He kept telling them, keep going, play a couple more songs. And they're like, we're not being jerks. We're actually just listening. Glenn says, it's okay. Let's keep playing, but we're not cutting into it. And like, we're all looking at our watches.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy can come on. So then, when he came out, he was at 4 songs.
Dude, no, Rod swear 7. I think it was 5. I always say it was 5.
I thought he did 10.
No, dude.
It was super. Like,
but also, like, he likes to talk a lot.
That's the other thing.
He's
a storyteller.
Yeah, he's like a storyteller. In between.
Yeah. He'll like tell you like the whole backstory of every single song.
I'll buy 7. 7 is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And it was one that I knew. I mean, I enjoyed it. I just hadn't heard any of his solo stuff after. Yeah.
You know from Swell Season.
Swell Season, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear this story, so.
Yes. So, I was like, I did it. Like, I owe LA, I owe you guys one.
And he paid it back, dude.
I know. I didn't go that one either. So, I was like, dang it.
Now, granted, it's like, you owe me one. Okay, so that means I don't have to pay you to go in, right? Like, just give me like a rain check or something.
So, you can punch this ticket?
Yeah. Coupon code or something?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, granted, had you gone to that Wiltern show, the one after the Pandy, I feel like you would have been like, yeah, no, this is just as bad as like the Hollywood Bowl show. It was long, but he just got very self-indulgent.
Oh,
like
really?
He had a lot of weird experimental, like noisy stuff. Yeah. Oh,
no, this one, post-pandemic.
Yeah, the post-pandemic one.
Oh, yeah. You said at the Wiltern.
That was the Wiltern.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
That was at the Regent. No.
Oh, I have shit, the picture. It was the Regent.
It was the Regent, yeah.
Anyways, so that was Glenn.
That was Glenn. I have my song. I'll save it. Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, Rufus Wainwright, and Sir Woman. Those were the concerts. And I feel like minus Pearl Jam, like all those concerts were pretty small. Even Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
We were always wearing masks, right? Not Pearl Jam.
Wait, am I supposed to say yes?
Huh? No, but for sure, like the Glenn one, the first one, and like the Carsey one, like they made you.
Yeah. So of all those shows, the only one that was pre-pandemic, like we had tickets since before the pandy, was the Pearl Jam show. Mm. And then it just got like pushed all the way to like freaking
2022.
Yeah.
2 years later. Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Rage could beat that.
May.
Yeah.
No. They canceled.
Oh,
so that would be 3 years.
Yeah. We had it.
But you guys have those tickets since before the pandy?
Yeah.
But you guys have Rage tickets?
Yes.
Well, thanks for letting me know, bro.
I think I did tell you.
Nah, I didn't.
No. It was like 5 years ago.
I know. Wait, where are they playing?
Dude, imagine all those people that died that had tickets.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Refund.
It was New Mexico,
too
right?
Too soon. Yeah, Las Cruces.
New Mexico. That's where they're playing?
Yeah. That's where we have tickets for.
Oh,
well, they're playing closer, but they chose to.
At the time that the tickets, those was like, they had 3 shows, mm-hmm. Chicago, Las Cruces, and one other place. And then they're going to start a European tour. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, oh, we got to get them because they're like warm up gigs, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And so we bought the tickets and then the pandemic hit and we're like, pushed and then another year pushed and then they started playing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they played like a whole like East Coast area over there.
Yeah, and they tours.
By the time it got circles back around to here, canceled.
Yeah. So sad times.
Bummer.
So those were the shows. How many shows have not you know, we're not like measuring sticks out here or anything.
Oh, we're gonna blow you out of the water.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, ask the guy with the memory.
We went to Pink Floyd. We went to see Janet Jackson with Michael
Jackson.
Wait,
did you see Pink Floyd?
No. Okay, so we saw Violent Femmes right before COVID hit. We went to San Francisco,
but we went to even more because
we saw like Untouchables.
We saw Untouchables in a little tiny bar the day before everything shut down.
Oh damn! Wait, so were you guys kind of like iffy about going to that one?
No,
you guys were fine.
Yeah, we got out of San Francisco. People were like, it's hitting the port. I'm like, we're just there.
Yeah, it didn't really hit the news so much at that time.
But yeah, so you guys still went right up until everything shut down.
And then
two days before
back,
that,
I
was like at the Kiss final tour.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Art took me. it was packed, it was crowded and everything, but that was like 2 days or 3 or 4 days just before everything shut down. So I was like, man, I went to a lot of things right up to the date.
Yeah.
And then we were itching to go back and we saw some bands, small bands, and but I think we had to wear masks.
I think one of our first shows back was probably at Alex's bar.
Yeah. Have cats.
Yeah. You saw them 2 nights in a row.
Yeah. So we saw them, and it was packed, and they even had converted some parking lot space as like a canopy area where that place was pretty packed.
Yeah, you had to show your vaccine card and wear a mask. And then gradually later on, the next time we went to Alex's bar, it was like masks were optional or something. Yeah.
So we had gone to those two shows right after. Like those were our first shows back. And then we went to see the Blasters like a couple months ago or in summertime.
Yeah. But we haven't been to that many shows yet. We're just starting back.
We pumped the brakes. We went to see Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Oh, what? Yeah, we saw Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
What? At Dodger Stadium?
Oh, and the worst part was that I got COVID right before Paul McCartney. So I didn't even know if I was going to be able to go.
Uh-huh. I didn't know if I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then I went anyway. Like
2 weeks before, or maybe even longer, I got COVID like Mother's Day weekend. Uh-huh. And the show was like 3 weeks later or something like that. But I had it for a long time and I had it bad. And so I tested positive for like 12 days. And so just like 2 days before the show was to start, I finally tested negative because I was like, I didn't want to give the tickets away to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I'm going to wait it out.
That's not an option. So yeah, we went to SoFi to see.
SoFi.
Oh, at SoFi?
Yeah. Damn.
That place was a mess.
Yeah, I bet, right?
Yeah, yeah. No.
How was that? How was seeing a concert at SoFi?
It was good. I mean,
visually it was awesome. I mean, like.
Well, not considering like Paul McCartney, because obviously he puts on a good show all the time, I'm assuming. But like just like as far as like the venue and the sound and all that.
It sounded good. And our seats, we're like on the...
Not the lowest level, the next one up.
I thought it was even better than like floor seats.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because, like, yeah, you can't see anything. You got to look
at it. Yeah, like I'm short. Like I could see everything really good.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there and it was good. It sounded good. So I would go to another show there.
I remember when the Red Hot Chili Peppers played there, you would see a lot of people posting videos on like social media and they were like up in the nosebleeds and like you couldn't really hear anything or like there was like a weird delay or something.
Well, the sound was good.
Yeah,
well,
but you guys had like
better seats than that. So like if we're up there,
maybe
it would be different.
Oh, anyway, so Paul McCartney, was that your first time seeing him?
Yes.
Yeah.
First as my bucket list.
Yeah? Denise would never go see Paul McCartney.
You can go without me, bro.
Well, Seaflo didn't invite me.
I didn't even know if he would go with me, honestly.
Why? Seaflo loves the Beatles.
But I, you know.
She loves the Beatles.
Yeah. I love them enough to pay the price of the tickets.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
I'm going to have you guys do a sing off of I've Just Seen a Face.
I've just seen a face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me.
And I want all the world to see we've met. Da, da,
da, da, da. I don't know this song.
Anyways. So Paul McCartney, good show.
Yes.
Yep,
worth the price of admission.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to
barely.
don't pay for the parking.
Yeah. Oh, dude, how much parking?
When you prepay, you still like, it's horrible.
I paid $80 to park supposedly close. And then we didn't even get a parking spot in that lot. And they shoved us in a parking garage that was full.
Are you
serious? Or half full.
And you did like stack parking or something?
No.
Well, it was half full. But at the end of it, there was... I don't know. Like not you have to end. Have
I think
like
it was like two flights up, and it looked like it was five. Okay, five levels.
Uh huh.
And we're two flights up, and we get to
like a dead end.
No, it wasn't.
Well, because there's an arm that you need like a little
and it
card
says
to get
employees
in.
Employees only.
Uh huh.
And so we're like,
well, I'm not
we're
employee.
All in line, right? And like we just all they just kept pointing, go in there. So we just all followed. And all of a sudden, you just like, everybody starts honking, and we're like, what's it? We're the second car.
Uh huh.
First car was a Tesla, little
of course,
family, and he gets out and he's like trying to move the arm, push the arm.
He and broke like, the arm.
Oh my god!
It was like,
shy.
So he's moving arm and then like he was trying to pull it one way and then have his wife drive the car around.
Oh my god!
And then he's like,
"You're like, buddy, you gotta stay there, buddy." Yeah.
And so it broke in half and it was just hanging there. And he's like. I take it back. We were the first.
He was behind
that
us.
That was you, Z-Flo. No.
He's like, we were in the first car, and the guy came running around us and mm-hmm. from the Tesla, mm-hmm. around, and he was doing that. So then next, so then once he broke it, there's these pylons, mm-hmm. but there are ones that you could fold down.
You just drive over it.
So yeah. He's like lays them down. He's like.
I'm like, if he's driving over it in his Tesla, my little Subaru can handle it.
Oh, dude. I was like, I want a Subi.
Too bad we didn't have the truck that day. But
so we're like, but do we go in? Because like.
They're pointing you to go in there, dude.
They're just people like us, though. Like,
and they're at the entrance of the parking garage. There's no people like.
Like along the way, there's nobody pointing you anywhere.
And so we didn't know what to do. Like, so I was like. We're running out of time.
Oh my God.
Parked it real quick, ran over, got in. And everyone else was going around it too by that point.
Yeah.
But I was like, if there's any security cameras, it clearly shows it was us that was first. And it was like.
And that we didn't break it. Yeah.
So then when we came back, it was up. We're like, all right.
Because I was like, are we going to have to do that to get out?
Right. Yeah.
Around, but at the, you know, not the whole show, but part of the show, I was like, I wonder if my car's still there. Like, do I have a boot?
Those cars.
Like, what's up with my car? So yeah. Everything was fine, but not worth $80 to pay for that for sure.
Yeah.
So, especially when you thought you were getting something else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would chance it going to SoFi for anything. Like, I don't know.
Gotta go see the Rams, bro.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't
went to see the Raiders play the Chargers.
I just got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Raiders and Chargers. And my friend parked across the street in the elementary school.
But you got there 4 hours early or something. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like something insane.
You were tailgating at the elementary school?
That's a new way to do it.
That's how you do it, bro.
You got the slide.
Yeah. Dude, monkey bars, dude. Let's go. Yeah, good times. All right. Well, that's enough chit chat. Let's get down to brass task. Brass task, is that what people say?
I don't know.
I thought it was tax.
Tax. Brass tax?
Tax.
Whatever. Somebody, what were we listening
upholstery,
to one time?
You know.
Yeah. No, I was listening to something one time, and yeah, they said that it had something to do with like upholstery or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Something like that. All right. I just say task because it's like we're doing a task, and let's get to it. I don't know.
Brass task. I like listening to Bill Burr's podcast, and he'll say, "What's toe of the line mean? What's toe the, like?"
And then he googles it like right on the show. Goes,
oh, it's yeah,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's meaning like I'm stepping up to the line. It's like
track
military.
Field.
Like no, like,
oh,
either like even like that. Yeah, I'm ready for the do whatever the task that I need to do. I'm gonna toe the line, like. When they have the men lined up and they're like, okay, who volunteers for this mission? And like, he toes the line. He put his toe on the line.
Oh, so like right. Your toe.
Yeah.
Not so like, pulling
this whole time I thought it was like towing.
Pulling something.
Yeah. Like a rope is a line also. Yeah. So you're like, you're towing. That's what I thought too.
That's yeah.
So thank you, Bill Burr.
Shout out to Bill Burr. Check out the Monday morning podcast. Because he needs all the help he can get. Yeah. So. Yeah, we're trying to give him a little,
he does.
Trying to give him a little love, you know, on the LPP. But anyway,
he'll do the same. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Then he brought up another one. It was like nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's to do with flowers and gardening.
But
right?
He thought butt. Oh. Nip it in the butt.
Like, that's pretty good.
They're gonna smack you in the butt. Oh, hurry up!
Yeah, or do
it soon because
I'm gonna spank you in the butt.
Yeah,
that makes sense too. English is a funny language. There you go, everybody. Well, C-Flo, you know the drill. The guest always goes first. Hit us with your song.
The song is by the Pixies, and it's I La La Love You. And I was able to go to my very first... No, I take it back. We've gone to concerts before, but as a young adult, I took Anais to see the Pixies. And so it's like probably the first band that I know that she's going to remember. So it was her first concert, so... and so it was the Pixies, and it was the only song they didn't sing. So, they started like, I did a little quick intros when songs come on, and I'll share them on Instagram. And there's like, they're just starting about starting singing. He goes, hold on, because I'm gonna take a chance here. He goes, let's play this song, and then they played Where's My Mind. So, obviously, everyone's going,
yeah, right. right.
But the diehards were like,
oh, yeah.
What happened to my,
wait, so la, they la, teased La 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 Love You and then they went into Words My Mind?
You guys gotta check it out on Instagram.
We'll give you a chance to give your handle at the end there. Get you some followers, you know. Maybe Bill Burr will follow you.
It's going to be all requests because
I'm a private.
Yeah. Ooh. But I'll let you guys in on it.
Yeah? You let them slide into the DMs?
No.
All right. Well, C-Flow, we do like to try to hit the post here.
Oh.
So are you ready?
I will try.
All right. Here we go.
So this is La La Love You. The Pixies. Interesting fact, the lead singer does not sing the song.
C-Flow, well, there you go. That was La 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 Love You by the Pixies off their seminal album. Seminal, is that a word? It sounds like semen. I don't know. Doolittle.
I don't want to say anything.
C-Flow, you went with the tried and true Doolittle album, and I have not listened to the new one. Have you?
I've only heard a couple songs.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you one of those, like, I like the old stuff, I don't care for the new stuff, I'm not going to listen to it?
No, I like their new stuff. I just hasn't, like, grab me as I guess I haven't listened to it as much as I should. But yeah, I like the new stuff. This is our like second new album that I was familiar with, but they're very much like Violent Femmes. When even though I have their last two albums, their songs are, I was like, man, I just like, I'm not familiar with the song, but I really like it. And so even like Violent Femmes new albums, a lot of people aren't really happy with them, but I am. I don't know.
I really dug that, the one that they put out before we went to go see them. Like, I loved that album.
I could be
album.
Anything. Or you could be anything.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
That's a good album.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a banger.
They always just like, every single song, like, I have my favorites, but every single song that they create or produce, I'm happy with. So, and the same thing with the Pixies.
Nice.
Thank you.
April, have you ever seen the Pixies live?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
We saw them together. We saw Weezer and Pixies in San Diego, and that was the first time that I saw the Pixies with you. Then we did a repeat of that show. They played in Vegas together again.
So that same tour?
No. It was actually a while. Like a following year, I believe.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So had such a good time, we did it again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so, Denise will do Pearl Jam like multiple times the same tour, so
yeah,
we get that. We get that.
she'll meet him in Seattle and just follows him.
She'll be driving behind the tour bus. I'm right behind you. It seems like you guys travel a lot for shows, yeah? So you guys saw like San Francisco and then San Diego and like Las Cruces you're looking
forward
to?
Yeah, like if it's drivable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it depends. Like, we don't really always want to go to the larger venues. So if they're playing somewhere smaller, we'll travel to see them there.
Nice. That's smart.
Yeah. And it's cheaper, too. I mean, not with gas or hotel and all that.
That's worth it because the tickets are cheaper. It's fun.
Yeah.
Like road trips and everything.
Yeah.
You get to see a couple of cool spots on the way and all that. And also, like, you get a vibe for, like, different crowds.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you'll hear a lot of bands say, like, oh, like, L.A. crowds are, like, so, like, blah, right? Because, like, they're just like, oh, entertain me, dude. I'm from L.A., right? So, and then you'll see, like, little smaller towns or, you know, something like that. Maybe not smaller towns, but, you know, different places. And, yeah, like, fans are just different, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So Can you guys speak to that? Like, would you agree with that?
I don't know. When I go to a show, half of it is I'm really just focused on my own experiences,
right,
and not really observing but how other people act or behave. So, and I've been to, it's just the genres of the many different genres that I'll, like the spectrum, like from ska to rockabilly. It was just reminding me. We went to the, what's the festival, the beer festival in Orange County.
I want to say like Brouhaha or something like that.
And it was like the Agrolites. And so that was like an outdoor venue, but Agrolites,
like Save Ferris.
Save Ferris.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, some ska bands. So again, like, I don't know if I consider myself a chameleon, but like I could fit in like with different crowds. And so I really don't, it doesn't affect me as much. I just kind of blend in or whatever. Like, okay, now we're at a rockabilly show. Now we're at a ska show. Now we're at a rock and roll show. Now we're listening to.
I think there's a bit of a different crowd. Like when you go to the larger like places, you'll have people that like get dressed up more and it's like more fancy in a way.
I don't know, but
we like to go to like general admission type places together. Yeah. So that is a different crowd.
Like, I want my seat. Yeah. I want my elbow room.
I want my elbow room. I want to sit down. I want to use the restroom without having to fight my way back to the front.
Yeah, so it's a different crowd when you go somewhere where like there's stadium seating and people sit and stand up and down versus general admission. But
yeah, no, for sure. And that is something that I noticed with CFLO. Like he goes to like smaller shows where it's just kind of like, yeah, it's standing room only.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's just kind of there to for the show. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas, like, I'm sure at the Paul McCartney show, there were a lot of people there that were just kind of there to be seen at the show, I guess.
I think there was a lot. But, yeah, even then, like, we even dressed up a little bit more than... Like,
well, it's Paul McCartney. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like,
let's show some respect. Yeah. Right? Like,
yeah,
I still don't know who you guys are talking about.
So, it was like, seriously, I was like, we got there and, like, everyone else was pretty much like just
like you're going to the opera or something.
You wore a button down shirt.
Button down shirt. But it was like kind of like an older generation too. I mean,
like we were some of the younger folks.
Yeah,
there.
We were the younger.
Yeah,
like,
You're like, ooh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah. And then also when we were sitting down, I was like, ooh, this is kind of nice.
Yes, sitting down is nice.
I like to be up and move.
Yeah,
we like to dance.
Yeah, we do a lot of dancing.
Denise and I aren't good dancers, I don't think.
No one's saying we're good dancers. But we do it anyway.
I don't dance. I just like bob my head.
It's funny because her and I will, like, in between bands, we're like sitting there dancing and we're like waiting for the next show or next set.
Yeah.
And like, they just look over at it. It's like whatever song's playing in between songs. And
so, that makes the time go by faster, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'm just like, I'm just here with Denise.
I was like, I'll be back. I can go to the restroom.
Denise, watch my spot. Make sure nobody gets
spot.
It. Yeah.
45 minutes later.
He's like, I gotta wait in line.
I know. Oh my God.
Smaller shows, definitely a different crowd. My back will start hurting, dude.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, dude, like, I can't be standing around, man. Like, it's too much. So, yeah.
Oh, it happens to us, too. I think, like, Reverend Horton Heat, like, my brother was there, my sister-in-law, you disappeared upstairs or something. I think because your back hurt or your legs hurt from standing around or something. So yeah,
it was a long night.
Back to, Denise, do you have any comments about CFLO song?
No, I dug it. No? I like it.
Why did you pick that particular Pixie song? Because it reminds you of Anise?
Because her memory is so good. Because it was the only song they didn't play at the show.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, but yeah, that song always reminds me of people I love. So.
Oh, nice. Thank you. I love you too.
This is our song.
But you mentioned that.
And that's why I picked this song.
But you mentioned that this is kind of like your first show with Anaïs. But you've taken her to shows all the time. Like you guys would see Ozomatli all the time, right?
So I think she'll remember those Ozomatli shows. Mm-hmm. Maybe not when she was like 5 or 6. She'll see pictures. She goes, oh, that looks familiar. But I took her when she was 10, 11, 12, 13 to see Ozo. So I think she'll remember those shows, but I think this is like, she's a young adult now, you know, like, and it was a general admission show, so.
And also the venue, it was at the House of Blues. It's like a grown-up place to go,
So I was kind of like trying to show her the ropes. I was like, she's like, all right, we're walking in. I was like, I go restroom.
Bar.
Yeah. Those are bars. Stay away from that. I go, but all the merch is over there. I go, you need to go to the restroom. She goes, no. So we went straight to the front and I found a spot and I was like, okay, you're going to be right here and pretty much just hold on to the rail and everything. Don't be walking around. Don't let people come in and like slide you over. So she's like, okay, okay. I go, I'm going to stay about 5 yards away. And my brother was there. So we were talking. And then I was like, you sure you guys don't need a restroom or water, drinks, something, just because it's going to get hot in here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, they don't know yet.
And so, yeah. And I looked down and she's wearing white Vans. And I was like, at what a gentle message show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. There's a lot of stuff you don't realize. Yeah.
People
going to
step on
them.
People going to spill things on them. Yeah. I was like, rookie.
So then, this ain't Paul McCartney. Yeah.
So, but this, again, I'm trying to train her for the future.
Yeah.
And so I'm explaining to her all the things I've learned throughout my years of general admission shows and trying to be up on the front rail. And So I was like, earplugs. I forgot the earplugs.
Oh, no. That's like our first thing.
Yeah.
So her ears.
But that's what I'm saying. This is like my first show where we're back inside. It was, and we were like up close. So I was like, no earplugs. And so then I was like, quick, ran to the bar and I bought some earplugs. And
oh,
so,
should they sell them at the bar?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
$1. The foam ones.
Yeah.
You can usually ask an attendant, but that's a smaller venue.
I've asked, and like they're always like, nah.
Really? We used to be able to.
I've seen them in the past where people like point at the child or who's younger or something, and they pull them out, they just hand it to them. Mm.
They might not give them away to grown ups, but they're like, oh.
Like, you're an old ass man, you should know better.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff to learn when you start going to shows like that. Like, and she's smaller, you know, she's little, so you have to learn like elbows are a girl's best friend. Uh-huh. Like, you stick your elbows out and keep your space. And
yeah.
So then I was like, so the opening band played, and as soon as they're done, she goes, I need to go to the restroom. Oh. I was like, I asked you before, you guys. Like, it's like now people are like, okay, we're gonna get move in. Because
Like you guys were
getting ready for
So I was like, you do not want to go right now. And she's like, but I gotta go. I was like, all right, I'll hold your spot. And I was like, I never had anyone hold my spot ever. All the concerts I have ever been to.
I was like,
hold my spot. I had to fight back to that spot. So I was like, I can't believe I got another rookie move.
But did her friend go with her?
Yes.
Gabriella went with her to the bathroom?
Yeah, I wasn't going to let them go by themselves. So they went together. And when they came back, I was like, give them the spot back. And I walked back over by my brother. But yeah, they had a lot of fun. I mean, I was hoping she would. But just the whole fact that April wasn't able to go that night because it was at a school night. We're also gone that weekend. So we had just got back and it was a lot for her. Mm-hmm. And so... So I was like, man, I really want to go to the show. And Anissa was listening to a song. I was like, oh, that's the Pixies. She goes, yeah, I like it. I was like, you like the Pixies? She goes, yeah. I was like, ooh, I'm buying the ticket.
Nice. Opportunity.
Birthday weekend. So
yeah.
I got him a ticket as well. And so it was fun. And, but yeah, it was like things I had to remember, like, oh yeah, earplugs. And
yeah.
Which I've got my own like special ones. And
ooh, fancy pants.
You've got some too. I mean,
I don't know that they're special, but yeah, I have some that
are
I
like
prefer.
In the little metal thing, and you like
no, they're not that fancy. It's just like a little, like plastic little case thingy. Like, they're silicone. They're not the foam ones. They're just gonna go in. Yeah.
That's so. Has she asked to go to another concert yet?
No, but my friend's daughter, she's like all excited. Like, oh, I want. Do you want to go to that when we were young?
Oh yeah, in Vegas, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to see Green Day and Blink 182. So
yeah, they're back together. Blink 182.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in full force.
I would like to see Green Day more than Blink 182 myself.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't. I'm not a fan.
Well, we don't like big festival shows.
Yeah.
Not that we don't like them. We're just the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when was it? Like 2018? We went to like the Back to the Beach thing, and that was a weekend thing.
Oh yeah.
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 I mean, it was great, but yeah, you're pretty dead.
Yeah.
It starts, well, you know, you get there at like noon or something and you leave at 10 and for 2 days in a row.
And you're like in the sun the whole day.
Yeah. Sand.
Yeah. Rough. Seaflow, so you mentioned something that I thought was kind of interesting is the fact that Anais your daughter likes the Pixies. So were you glad that, I guess, listening to the Pixies while she was little and all that didn't turn her into a Pixies hater the way that Denise's dad listening to the Beatles?
That's why you don't like the Beatles. Yeah.
Which is funny because I think I play the Beatles more than I do with the Pixies. So she would...
And she likes both?
Yeah, she loves Beatles, yeah. Her mother's
a Beatles fan. But she has it from both parents. Both, yeah. Mm. So...
And I think, like, my sister's
got, I think it was a defense mechanism for Denise.
I think she just has daddy issues.
I mean, I don't know if my dad's ex-wife or whatever listened to the Beatles. I mean, I'm assuming because my sisters and all my nephews and nieces, like, they love the Beatles. Like,
yeah,
especially my oldest sister. Shut up.
Again.
So, whatever.
Fair enough. But, yeah, so you were pretty excited when she was like, yeah, I like the Pixies, dude.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, Denise said she wanted to go last, so I guess I will go next. I went with Peaceful Afternoon by Rufus Wainwright. So he was one of the concerts that we went to the post the Pandy. And by that point, like, it was already, like, pretty much nobody was wearing masks. Everybody was like, whatever. They didn't even check for, like, our vax card or anything like that at that point. And we were actually pretty excited to go because it was at the Ford Theater. And we had never been there.
Yes.
You always hear about the Ford and all this stuff, but we just... I don't know if we just... weren't keeping up with it or like none of the people that we like were ever playing there or anything like that. But yeah, it's just across the freeway from the Hollywood Bowl.
Outdoor venue.
Yeah. Outdoor venue. Yeah. It's basically like a little tiny Hollywood Bowl.
Greek theater.
Oh yeah. Greek theater. Yeah, that's true. Because like it goes like smaller. Hollywood Bowl is like the largest and then the Greek theater is a little smaller and then the Ford theater is like even tinier. Even
there's only three rows. So, okay. It's been on my radar since Beck has like an annual show there. He didn't do it this year or whatever, or after COVID, like he stopped or whatever. And I've always tried to get tickets, but I just never hear about it on time. And there's only like, it's super tiny in there. There's only like three rows. Anywhere you sit is amazing.
Well, not three rows, three sections.
Three sections, yeah. But it's awesome. But yeah, so whatever. I was never going to see Beck there. I was never going to get my Beck tickets to see him there.
I know.
So I wanted to see Rufus Wainwright. Like, I really love his voice. And yeah, we got tickets there.
Yeah, so we went to see Rufus Wainwright. It wasn't the first time, but one of the first times that Rufus Wainwright kind of came into my consciousness was here on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We had...
Jesse Cohen.
Sorry. On the show. He's the host of the All the King's Men podcast, the official LA Kings podcast. And yeah, he was on the show. And he brought a Rufus Wainwright song, and I was kind of like, oh, okay, cool. And then we saw Glenn Hansard at the Walt Disney Concert Hall, and Rufus Wainwright at that time, I didn't know it back then, but right around that time, he was kind of doing these Leonard Cohen tribute shows, and he did a really, like, I guess it's like a kind of like a historic show at the Ford. It was recorded. It's on vinyl and CD and everything, but you can only get it on at the shows. You can only buy this album or whatever when you go to see him live or whatever. It's not on Spotify. It's not anywhere. I mean, you can, you know, like anything, you can get it. You know what I mean? But whatever. Anyways, I'm getting distracted. So we saw him live with Glenn Hansard at the Walt Disney Concert Hall, and they did a few Leonard Cohen covers because that's what Rufus Wainwright was doing at the time. And yeah, like, I mean, his voice is just, I don't know. I never really like cared for him too much, but I really like his voice. It's just unique, I guess.
Was it Leonard Cohen or...
No, yeah, it was Leonard Cohen.
What's her face?
Joni Mitchell?
Because he did the Joni Mitchell song too.
Yeah. So after that, he's a big Joni Mitchell fan too. So
as Glenn Hansard
and him, they have that in common, I guess. But no, at that time it was Leonard Cohen because they did a few Leonard Cohen covers and all that. But yeah, anyways... So there you go. So this song is off his 2020 album, Unfollow the Rules. It's his 10th album. It was originally supposed to release in April 2020, but because of the pandemic and all that, they pushed it back to July. And regarding the delay, Rufus said the following: the CDs and vinyls, the CDs and vinyl LPs are stuck in the warehouse. They had to shut down to make, They had to shut down to make way for all essential businesses being able to operate at full speed. You know that I am an old school guy, and for me, the physical product is extremely important. I am incredibly proud of this album, and the way I want you to experience it, ideally, is listening to it from front to back in the comfort of your living room, reading the lyrics and looking at the booklet that I carefully designed. So, you know, screw the pandemic. This guy had his priorities straight. You know what I mean? He's like, forget it, man. You guys are going to get this album until I say you get this album. So it still came out in July when we were still in the pandemic and all that. So yeah. Anyways, so this is Unfollow the Rules. No, it's not.
That's my song.
Yes.
No, it's not my song.
This is Peaceful Afternoon by Rufus Wainwright.
Well, it's coming on to 13 years together, babe. I pray that it's a luck, a lucky, lucky number. And although I know I brought you joy and happiness, babe, I've also been a fuck for country, source for anger.
Dress when he performs?
No. Huh? He's wearing like he was doing this whole thing. When we saw him, he was doing a Judy Garland kind of tribute thing. So he had like these little red slipper shoes on.
No.
Yeah. And like this really colorful. Oh, Denise really liked his jacket.
Oh, yeah, I did.
He had like this really nice colorful jacket. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. So.
Like Sergeant Pepper?
No, not like that.
No, I don't.
No, it wasn't like that. It was just like it was just like a bunch of colorful fabrics, I guess, all put together into one jacket.
Yeah.
Like a patchwork sort of thing.
Yes, exactly. Okay. There you go. But yeah, so that was a Rufus Wainwright with a Peaceful Afternoon. I just like this song. It's a good song. It's I like the playfulness with the lyrics. Like when he says, "I've been a fuck," and then, but it's like fecund resource for anger. It's like, that guy's funny, and. I just enjoy the sentiment of the song in general, where it's talking about a couple that's been together for a really long time, and when you've been with somebody for that long, you kind of know how to push each other's buttons, and so you kind of do that. And that's not to, you know, say that it's okay to be in like toxic relationships or anything like that, but there's a difference, you know what I mean?
And, so I hit close to home, huh?
Yeah. and I just like the way that he kind of says, you know, it's all a part of the symphony, right? He compares like a relationship to a symphony, and a symphony has many parts and many pieces, and it can have like little dark movements, and then it might, you know, I'm thinking like a what is that, Vivaldi, like seasons, right? Mm. Where you can have like all the different seasons, and in fall it's a little bit gloomy and dark, and then it gets kind of happy and during spring and all that. So relationships are like a symphony, right? And it kind of goes through all the ups and downs. Also, I thought it was interesting his kind of take on death, and you know, all the wishful thinking of like, oh, I wish when I die, like, I'll be peacefully in my living room and, like, your face will be the last that I see. I'm sure if death was like that for everybody, we wouldn't be so scared of it, right? But unfortunately, you don't get to pick how you go, at least not that I'm aware of. There is, like, the whole assisted suicide and all that, but yeah. That's a whole different thing. But yeah, even then, you don't know, right? Like, you might die tomorrow or something. Anyways, all right. That's enough of that. But yeah, so I love that song. That's just a jam.
Yeah, to go back and listen to it more, I was like, wow, that was a good song. And yeah. Then Rod gave us all that plethora of information.
Well, it's about his husband, right? Like, he wrote that for his husband, like, because his husband, I don't know how many albums he has or whatever.
10. This is his 10th album.
So, and he said he's been with his husband for 13 years. So I'm pretty sure, like, there's a song on every album, like, for his husband, because his husband asks. Like,
tells
him, like, hey.
At the concert, he said, well, like, the rule is, you have to write a song for me in every album.
Yeah. So he's like, so this one was for him or whatever.
I open it up to you guys. Any comments, questions, concerns about the song?
I think I've tried listening to Rufus, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Or should I be more formal, Mr.
Wainwright? Yes. Mr. Wainwright, okay, yeah.
But I've heard of through other friends, you guys and some other friends who've gone to shows, and so I was like, oh, I'm gonna check them out. And so, but the most popular is Hallelujah.
Yeah, cover.
Mm-hmm. So do you like his cover, or do you like the original by
I don't like that song in general. So.
I love that song.
No, I don't like
it. It's probably the only Beatles cover I'll listen.
That's not a Beatles cover.
Not that one. The other one. The Across the Universe.
Across the Universe. He does a cover of Across the Universe. Oh, yeah. I thought about bringing that one, but I was like, nah. Because it was also kind of like, it had to do with the pandemic. Because the album got delayed with the pandemic and all that. So there you go. Have you heard Across the Universe, that cover?
No. You know what? I might have.
It's in the I Am Sam soundtrack. That's a good soundtrack, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all Beatles covers.
Yeah.
It's dope.
The Who, right? Pearl Jam.
Are they? Is The Who in there?
I'm going to have to give it a listen.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a really good soundtrack. I got it for like $1 at Goodwill. Wow. On CD. Yeah, good times.
I almost picked Unfollow the Rules because, I don't know, I loved that song. And he played it at the concert. And that's probably like the third time that I cried. I was really drunk. Hey, man. And then just like the Ford, man, we got some really expensive drinks, but it hit really hard. So I was very impressed. I was like, nice.
Quality
drinks, beautiful venue. But yeah. And like, it was crazy because cried for Pearl Jam or whatever. Cried for like at that Glenn Hansard concert or whatever that he was at.
Which one?
Like.
Oh, the
Walt Disney Concert Hall. Yeah. And then when I saw Rufus, I don't know, there's something about his voice. Like, I love it. And then, I don't know, I was just really excited to be there. And like, it was like our seats were good. It was a good time. Yeah.
Completely moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denise is a crier. Are you guys criers at concerts?
No, I'm not. I'm not a crier.
I'm not good at concerts, but I am a crier.
I've gotten choked up at some concerts. Yeah. I'm trying to think
I got choked up at Paul McCartney's.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
They did a really cool thing where, what's the Lord of the Rings director?
Oh.
He did the documentary on Get
Back,
right?
Yeah.
So
Peter Jackson,
yes. Thank you. So he did some footage where he synced it with his singing. So he was able to sing Blackbird
He did play that song, but not during that time.
Blackbird
but
is a banger, dude.
Yeah. So he did Get Back.
Yeah.
With John Lennon.
The rooftop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the John Lennon part, John Lennon was singing. Yes. So they used that footage and synced it up and it was perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember, and I'm upset because was it All Things Must Pass for George Harrison, or he did a song,
but it was with
George Harrison as well.
And so he told
a little story.
Something.
Maybe it was.
I think it was something because that's when I got a little too.
Yeah.
Annoyed. Yeah. I had to.
And
like,
so they're showing footage of George and
So, yeah. Dude, I remember. I had that Beatles one. Album like that greatest hits. Whenever it got to like Something and those later tracks, I was like, this is crappy. I don't want to listen to these anymore. But yeah, then years later, I listened to Something again. And I was like, man, this is a banger, dude. And like, that's an emotional.
It's funny how a song could do that. Like, you might not be. That's why I'm saying like right now the Pixie stuff just really hasn't hooked me yet. But like their older stuff has, and I don't know. So later on, I guess your taste may change, or I mean, I still like the songs. They're just not as hooked as their classic songs.
Yeah.
What I really like about even just going to various concerts is that like they'll always pay tribute to other people, especially if somebody passes away or something like that. They'll play, and those always get me.
Yeah. Like the other thing with the older music is like there's that whole thing. I was listening to some other podcasts, and they were talking about how the music that you hear when you're like 12, 13 around there, like that kind of has a really deep impact in your life. And then so that kind of like always has a special place. And then as you get older, like, you like more music, but it doesn't have the same effect, I guess.
Yeah. It doesn't like mean as much to you in a way. Like, I don't know.
And I don't know if it's because like you're more impressionable at that time. Or you're just like, oh my God, you're like a little teenager, like angsty teenager, all in your feels. Yeah.
Well, age you get your identity too, right?
Right.
They say like if you're playing an instrument like between like the age of 13 and or like 12 and like 15, like around that age, like you're going to identify like as a musician, like more so like later down the line. Like that's what you're going to identify as, like if you're playing instruments or whatever.
So I wasn't doing nothing at that time. So there you go.
Looser.
Looser.
You're running your fingers through your hair going, this is going to be awesome. 5 years later.
Sad times.
This will never go away.
Sorry. So we were saying criers during concerts. Not criers, but so,
yeah, I cried for George. It was just talking about the whole like losing him as a friend, and and so it hit close to home at that time. I don't think I was drunk or anything, so
that was a sober feeling.
Yeah,
you were like, dude, feeling this right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well, that was a Rufus Wainwright, everybody. And with that, we'll move on to our last song, and then maybe we'll check in with April.
I'll be more prepared next time.
Okay. Denise, go right ahead. Take us home.
Alrighty. So I mentioned that we saw Carsey Blanton. I wanted to bring something new because I feel like we've played everyone else. I mean, on the podcast, even like when Jesse Cohen had Rufus Wainwright, minus Sir Woman. That's like a fairly new band or whatever. Yeah. But whatever. I'm bringing Carsey Blanton. That was our second show back at the Hotel Cafe. I freaking love the Hotel Cafe. Parking sucks, but it's a really small venue. And if you get to see like one of your favorite artists there, like, go for it. We've only been there 3 times, but I guess it has a lot of sentimental value. And like all 3 times, like, we got to meet the artist, which one we knew or whatever already. So Griffin House, totally had the hots for him, totally took a picture with him. not anymore. Peter Sue had his album release party there, and obviously we knew him or whatever, but that was really awesome to see that because he worked really hard to like get that venue. And then we saw Carsey Blanton there, chatted with her for a little bit after the show. So that was really cool. So I think it's like one of those small venues like where if you stand in line, like you can meet the artists and stuff and support your local artists and stuff. So Carsey Blanton has 5 albums, the first starting in 2012. My song is Jacket off 2019's Buck Up album. This is one of my favorite songs. I think so. Rod actually sent me Smoke Alarm, I think. And I just love her very first album. And I loved it. I love that whole freaking album. It's from 2012, but I was like, damn, like I feel like that's what I wanted my album and music to be like. You know what I mean? I don't know. And I don't know if you got that vibe or whatever, and that's why you sent it to me. But I was like, damn, I was like, if I was more talented, like,
I think that was before you started like playing music and stuff.
No. It was after.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this song is like my favorite because if you know my music, you know that it's dirty, stupid music. So I relate to her being like a little Susie in this song.
dirty, stupid music. Deal with it.
No, she's just so clever with her lyrics, and I dig it. So this song is Jacket, and she actually played it when I saw her.
Are you gonna hit the post?
Okay, fine.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is Carsey Blanton's Jacket. She actually played it at the Hotel Cafe when I saw her, and I didn't expect it, but just listen in. It's an awesome song.
I took a good long drive down the NJ Pike, thinking why you gotta be the type of boy I like, and why you act so dumb, all the books you read, you got a body like that, but you're living in your head. I make a quick pit stop at the Molly Pitcher. You say you got a girl, but I don't see a witcher. You say you want a drink, but I want something stiffer. You say I ought to keep it clean, I ain't a Swiffer. I like your shirt, I like your jacket. I like to think about you when I whack it. It doesn't hurt, there's nothing to it. Call me when you had enough of thinking, honey, let's do it. Yeah.
And that's my song. And I love it.
Nice.
I liked it. Yeah, it was clever. I liked the wordplay and the cleverness and the humor. Reminds me of again Denise's, so I could see where you get a little inspiration there maybe, but did it remind you of anything, April?
Now I'm wondering what you're thinking about.
Yeah. I'll tell you if you don't. I was just gonna give it of the coat hangers. Nestle in my boobies.
Mm-hmm. What does it say?
Nestle in my boobies.
I was gonna say it feels like
it's
a more
softer.
Yeah,
but yeah,
softer.
This song is much softer, but they had like that little playful, like trippy voice.
Yeah.
Melody.
Yeah. I was going to say it was more like a modern day Divinyls, Touch Myself.
Oh, okay.
I touch myself, I want you. You know,
this was a happier version.
Yeah.
And then the coat hangers would be a more heavy, not heavy, but punky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you familiar with the coat hangers?
I don't think so.
We'll play the song after. Like, I've heard that song. It sounds really familiar. But yeah, that's my song. And I'm glad I got to see her in a really small venue. I mean, it sucked. She totally could have sold out a bigger venue, I feel.
How did you first hear from Rod?
Yeah, Rod sent it to me like on Spotify. Like, so I don't know.
Deuces.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Rod's finding things.
I got my ear to the ground, everybody.
Next Phil Spectrum. Yeah.
If you follow her on Instagram, like Carsey Blanton, I think it's TikTok, but she, you know, cross posts or whatever. She's really funny.
I can't do the TikTok.
Oh, yeah. She's really funny.
Did I say Phil Spectrum?
Yeah, you did.
I meant to say Spectre. Sorry, I was like,
Phil Spectrum.
I got it.
5 minutes later.
Wait.
It was in my head. The last 5 minutes, I was like, did I say Phil Spectrum?
But you were saying so on TikTok.
Sorry, Denise.
She's very honest about like touring and about being a small artist and like being in the music business and stuff. Yeah, I just like her TikToks that she makes. Like the one that she posted earlier today that were like Rod sent me was she's like, if you're a small musician like and you're touring, like you don't tour to get money. She's like, no. She's like, you don't tour to get fans. She's like, no. And it's like, it's so true. Like, dude, she's like, you tour because it's fun and you enjoy it. If you have like a good group of people. So I just thought that was funny. She probably said it better than I did. But yeah,
you got the gist. You got the gist.
Check her out and follow her.
So. Yeah. Paying her dues.
Yeah. For real.
But she's been around since 2012, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her album, she put out an album during the pandy too. I forgot the name of it, but it's a really good album. It has a lot of, so I guess she has songs about sex and all this, like the one that we heard. But she also has a lot of,
political songs.
Yeah. Like politically aware songs, I guess. And the fourth verse, I think, in this song has one of my favorite lines in the song, which is, we tried to have a chat, but it was too scary. You're just a Democrat and I'm a revolutionary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she kind of has like that more like edgy vibe where she's just kind of like, yeah, that's cool that you're like progressive and all this, but I'm like actually out there and like in the streets, like protesting, trying to get shit done. You know what I mean? Yeah. So her most recent album, it's really good. I really enjoy it. She has a lot of songs about the younger generation kind of being out there, like in the streets protesting during the summer of like 2020 and all that when things got crazy. And I really like I love that album. I mean, I like all her albums, but that one especially. Like, there's a few songs in there that are like, oh man. But in that album, Buck Up is my all-time favorite song, which she actually played at the Hotel Cafe, and it's called Harbor. And oh man, if you like lovey-dovey songs, that's a banger. God. So the chorus goes, ships are safe at harbor, but that ain't what ships are for. And it's kind of talking about how like, yeah, like you could play it safe. And you could just kind of go about your life and like try to avoid being hurt or whatever. But it's kind of like the whole thing about like, yeah, you're alive, but are you really living kind of thing? Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. She's a really good songwriter.
Yeah. Very
like
deep.
Yeah. I really like her stuff. She's really good. So check out Carsey Blanton. She has some good stuff out there. But yeah, any thoughts, questions, concerns about Carsey Blanton?
No, I'm really interested. I'm looking forward to discovering her.
Hearing more.
Yeah.
I haven't known you very long, Denise, but like from the time that I've known you and I've seen videos of you singing and like, things like that, and I'm like, oh yeah, I can see why she likes this. Like, yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, April. So you said next time.
Yeah, next time.
All right, we're gonna hold you to it. We do keep a record here. Let me write.
Is there a way of getting back on the show?
That's true. Next time.
I'm strategizing.
She's teasing. It's like
next time we'll let you pick the theme even if you want to, you know, start thinking of some themes and stuff. All right. Well, with that, I guess we've made it to the end of this episode. C-Flow, do you want people to get in touch with you? And how can they do that if you do?
They can go to
MySpace.
I've never had a MySpace.
Really?
I never did either. That was like my younger brother's time. Mm. I think.
Yeah, we're older.
Yeah.
Facebook.
We still had
an IG guy right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
So at CFlow.
Whoop. I'll have links in the show notes, everybody. April, are you interested in people touching you anywhere? Not touching
thank you,
but
you.
Like reaching out, reaching
pass.
Out.
Hard pass.
All right. Well, if you want to say something to April, just say it to CFLO and then CFLO will relay the message.
I'll pass it on.
Yeah.
I'll do the touching.
Yeah.
I leave that to him.
Ew. Thank you. All right. And Denise, if people want to get a hold of you, how can you do that?
At D for Music, DeeFur Music. New stickers coming soon. They should be here by the next episode.
Nice. Yeah, I do have some stickers too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, we love stickers here. So there you go. Matter of fact, I got some stickers for you guys. You have a sticker, right?
I've seen some recent stickers in his living room. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll pass them out. All right, if you want to get a hold of the show, email Zuda Do It, rod@lppod.com. That's rod@lppod.com. And we are everywhere you'd expect to get podcasts, even on Spotify. We're still there. They haven't kicked us off yet.
Yeah.
So if you have friends that are like, what the fuck's a podcast? Be like, just give me your Spotify, dude. I'll put it in there. That's what she said. And if you're a glutton for punishment, and if you made it this far, I have a feeling that you are, check out talkingishard.com. We got a bunch of podcasts over there for you to listen to. Yeah, thank you very much. CFLO, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you.
Number 46.
My honor.
April, thank you very much. We look forward to having you back.
Thanks for my first time.
Whoop. And Denise, as always, thank you very much. We'll see everybody next time. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.